USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Inflation is the decline of purchasing power of a given currency over time. America's inflation rose to 7.5% in January. That's the highest level since February of 1982. Edgewell CEO Rod Little on CNBC says there's a silver lining to be had.
Yeah, the good news is the new inflation peak we're seeing is primarily around materials. And so we've talked about resins in the past being significantly up. This last round, chemicals, specifically chemicals that go into the sun care formulations, are the big drivers.
President Biden said Thursday that American citizens in Ukraine should leave now due to increasing concerns that Russian troops may soon invade the country. It should be noted, although a massive troop buildup by Russia is taking place, President Putin could be posturing for NATO concessions, or an invasion could take place. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Here are some of the details on a House Oversight Committee's concern on some of President Trump's memorabilia when he was president.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Happy Friday, my friend, as we enter Super Bowl weekend. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Jane Timken, a GOP candidate in the Ohio U.S. Senate race, told Newsmax on Thursday why she deserves the Ohioan vote.
Well, the pitch is I'm the true America First candidate, and I am the grassroots candidate. And you know, President Trump supported and backed me to be chair of the Ohio Republican Party. You know that he was making phone calls for me, and I'm the one that took on the Kasich machine in Ohio. I stood up and delivered for President Trump. We won Ohio by 8.5 points. And the people of Ohio know I've been in the trenches fighting for them and our conservative cause. And it's because I'm also out there talking about the issues that are important to them. We saw inflation rise to 7.5% today. It's harming the families that can least afford it. They're out there. I'm out there talking to voters about the crime issues, the border issues. We had record overdoses in Ohio just last year. We need to close the border. I'm out there talking about workforce issues because we got to get people back to work. And we need to talk about what's happening in our schools.
Ian McDonald's son is reporting the multi-instrumentalist and songwriter, best known for his co-founding roles in both King Crimson and Foreigner, died Wednesday at the age of 75 from cancer. He was surrounded by his family in New York City. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.